Father, we come to you, the only source of truth, the only source of power, and the only source of love. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to worship during the whole day here at church, for the participation that we have of the Teen Challenge this morning, and for their ministry and reaching those who have been broken by the circumstances of life. And now, Lord, tonight, again, we worship with you. And it's a long day for many who stay the whole day here at church. And as our missionary will speak, we pray that you open our eyes and see what you have in mind for us. Thank you for worshiping you. Thank you for allowing us to be part of this beautiful kingdom, the kingdom of God. In Jesus we pray. Amen. All right, you may give us the song number that you want to sing tonight as we sing together. All right, number, I see Andy, I think it was the first hand I saw. All right.
455.
All right, I think I saw the hand first, and then give me a second, I guess. 455. In my heart, there is a melody.
Yeah.
the second service there in Pacific Hill, and things were okay?
Yes, it was very nice. There was Lee was teaching today.
Yes. So I'm glad. I was so Lee at the beginning, and I was a little scared, so I put one of my old sermons in the pocket in case I have to run after lunch and do that to the place. All right. who's having better? I can appoint him to do all right. Another song. Yes, Maria.
476.
476. All right. 476.
Thank you.
Tonight, we make a parenthesis on the study of Revelation, and we have a missionary coming and presenting his work, Garrett Dower, and will be outstanding to hear what the Lord is doing in his life and what his ministry is. So, my brother, God bless you, and you can speak from here, move over there, whatever you want to do, just go ahead.
I thank you very much for this opportunity for us allowing to be here. We're friends of Joby and Dana, and we're here. We've been down here for about, a couple weeks now, down here on deputation, furlough time, and we come from the state of Washington, Yakima, Washington. Anybody know where that is? Dead center of the state. So we get four seasons, which is nice. We don't get that rainy cloud cover like Seattle does. But I'm just here. I just want to share with you guys the ministry that God's allowed us to be involved with. It's called Acts, and it's raising up lovers of Christ with a passion to serve. And to start off, I just want to introduce my family. My name's Garrett Dower. I have my wife here, Katie. My oldest daughter right next to her is Maggie, and then my firstborn son, Alden, and then I got a little precious little girl, Lauren, who's one, and then we got number four coming, and it's a little boy. His name's going to be Ty. So we have our hands full. Just to give you guys a little background on what Acts is, it's a five-month sabbatical for young people coming.
Jim, turn that one off so we can see the screen. Yeah, that's good.
The other one, too.
All right, there we go.
Is that good?
That's better. It's a five-month sabbatical training school for Christian young people, either coming right out of high school or even college students. We've had a lot of college students currently who have stepped away from a semester of school to go through this. It's a time for them to really just get away from the chaos of what the world is going, what the world offers, and for them to really have a sabbatical. I mean, this place is beautiful. It's in the middle of Washington. It's at the foothills of the Cascades. You know, about a 45-minute drive from Mount Rainier. It's beautiful. You have green. You have your desert. We're kind of right in the middle. But Acts got started. We're in Tyatin, and we're in the actual campus is in an apple orchard. So the house the administrator lives in, and then you have the dormitories, the dining room. But it's in a beautiful apple orchard. Anybody like apples? Recently, I'm getting a little tired of them since we've had so many. No, they're still good for you. But how did Acts get started? Jeff and Val Sutton are the founders of the Great Commandments. Great Commandments is the parent ministry. They started about 15 years ago. They went over to Romania and started a church over in Romania. Currently, it's thriving. It's sending out missionaries from their church to Bulgaria and other places in Romania. But the reason why Romania is so important, I'll tell you in just a minute, but that's where they started. And then they came back over here they came back over here to the United States and on their furlough. And that's where they ended up at the Flying H Youth Ranch, where we got connected and built a relationship with them. And as we grew and as they grew, God just connected our hearts to come together and be a part of their ministry there up at Acts. The purpose of Acts is, I think, young people. When you guys graduate from high school yet?
Almost.
24 more days left. So she's probably going through the question of what am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? I think every young person or every person that's gone through school has that in their mind. What's next? What's more important for Christian young people is what God wants you to do next with the rest of your life. Not just what the world wants you to do, what God wants you to do. And that's a struggle. I see so much right now in this day and age of right after high school, there's some people that have a plan. They're either going to college, they got scholarships or something like that, or they're just thinking, maybe I'll take a year off of school and then go to college. But during that time, I see so many young people just falling away, getting sucked into the world's ugliness, the evil, and falling away from the Lord. And hopefully that doesn't happen with too many. Hopefully that Acts can help as many young people as possible. But the defining Acts is, as an Acts team member, you will leave with a clear understanding of your biblical purpose, your core life values, and clarity of passion and vision. I think a key thing for young people this day and age is that they get firmly founded before they step out into the no accountability at college. I think that's a dangerous place right now. Not college is bad. I think young people, when they get out there and they're on their own, it's a hard, you know, even as adults, it's a hard place to say no and to resist evil and resist Satan and the temptations that he has. But if they get a clear biblical purpose and a core values and clarity of passion and vision, I think they'll have a better understanding of when they go to college and what they're for, or in the work world, what they're for. The spiritual disciplines, that's one of the biggest things that they learn when they're at Acts. They get an awesome foundation, awesome teachers come out and teach these young people. We believe authentic motivation for ministry flows out of the deep and abiding love for Jesus. This is why time alone with God, His Word, prayer, and worship are a cornerstone of the Acts ministry. Every day begins in worship, prayer, with a small group and spending time in solitude. They have these young people usually pay them for themselves to be there. And so they want this. They have a desire. And so when we have a schedule for them, I think the disciplines of getting up early for them is a good thing. They rise up about 6:30, right in there. They have breakfast. They have solitude time by themselves, and it's highly encouraged. We don't have a lot of activities up there. We don't have like your pool tables, and we just have the awesome creation of what God's created out there for them to spend time alone. If there's any free time, we encourage them, hey, take your Bible, get out there. So before you go run into this world of what the world, the evil of this world, that you have this time alone. They have small group time. They get relationships with other peers their own age. They have I was just telling the pastor is that each week they have a teacher that comes in for a week time increment and comes in and shares on a specific topic for these young people. If it's for ministry, full-time ministry, if it's to get the biblical principles down, for their life. Faith building. Acts will challenge you to the step out of your comfort zone and to trust God in ways you never have before. You will apply. Does that sound like faith? Stepping out to places where you haven't before. You will apply what God has taught you during your final month-long international outreach. The outreach is designed to expand your view of God's kingdom and to give you a hands-on look into international missions. I said it was a five-month sabbatical that they take. On their fifth month, they write their own letters for missions. They send it out to their local church, to family and friends, and they raise their own support to go over to Romania. And so that gives them an understanding of, for instance, for us as missionaries, what we need to do is to go out and raise our support and trust God that He will give us those funds, and he will supply our needs. So it's a faith builder for them, thinking that, well, I don't have anybody to send to, or there's no way I can come up with, you know, $1,200 for a month of Romania. There's no way I can do that. But every single student has been able to go to Romania because God's blessed them in raising their support. But they go over there for a 1 month span. They get to learn, they get to work in the local church that Jeff and Val Sutton have started. They get to know the lifestyle. They don't live together while they're over there. They live separately with Romanian people. So they get to know the culture and how to function and, you know, use the railroad and all that. So I had to do that when I was 15 years old down in Argentina. I went down to Argentina with Ed Savoso, and I went down there by myself. And I met one of his friends, or Ed's uncle. Is that right, Mom? Ed's uncle down there. I met him at the airport. Didn't speak any Argentine, or what's the language?
Castellano.
I didn't know any Castellano, and he didn't know any English. But it was one of the most life-changing things for me, because that's where God tugged my heart. And he said, you know what, you're a child of the King, and I want you to give your whole life. I was struggling as a young person, and it was at that turning point that he gave me that vision down there to sell my and surrender my whole life to the Lord. And I praise God, because now, you know, I have a family. I'm able to serve the Lord. I think one of the biggest things that these young people get to learn is Acts teaches that wherever you are is your mission field. Whether you're called to college, to workplace, back home, your church, or overseas, it's a mission field. God needs to use every single one of us everywhere. And it doesn't matter where it is. And that's what the young people get to learn, is that wherever they go is a mission field. I know some Bible colleges will say, you know, you got to be in full-time ministry. And there's a letdown when they graduate that they're not in full-time ministry. Our highly encouragement is that wherever it is, that you're a missionary. Even here in Morgan Hill, Gilroy, the Bay Area, a lot of people call Las Vegas the lost place. I think the Bay Area has a lot of needs. It's a lost place. I grew up here. Things have changed a lot. Share others with the opportunity. This is how you guys can be involved. Our young people need a strong foundation that will prepare them to face the spiritual battle of the world that lies ahead. They need to know their purpose and mission that God has called them to, the importance to be sold out to Christ at all costs. You know, going to this ministry has been, it's a faith builder. We just moved to this ministry April 2nd. So we've been down here for a month. So we left all of our stuff in our rental house, came down here and did some deputation, furlough. And we're not really knowing exactly what's going to happen when we go home. We're leaving tomorrow morning to drive up to Washington and get our hands right in everything, and help out the staff, take the load off. But we don't know what's going to happen. We know one thing, that God's sovereign and he's going to take care of us no matter what the cost is. Part of the commitment that we made is that we would lead a team over to Romania once a month. Once a year, possibly twice a year. But that entitles, I don't know. My family's, look at the size that they are. They're little kids. You know, look at the world's, what's happening in the world right now. But I know God's going to take care of us and protect us. And but information about Acts, this is the information I have, brochures. If any of the young people here are interested about that, I have brochures for you. I have literature. I have a personal newsletter from our family if you guys are interested in that. But this is really just to share with you guys of the ministry that we're involved with, and really to reach out to the local churches of the Bay Area. I've been able to share some of this stuff with the youth pastors in San Jose. and just letting them know they have some program down in Hume Lake that's similar to this. It's called the Joshua Program. It's exciting. I'm just glad that there's ministries out there that are touching the young people's hearts, because we want to help them as much as possible so we can together reach this world. I heard these guys singing People Need the Lord. Is that what you guys were singing?
Yeah.
Awesome song. My dad cries through it. That's his favorite song. But in finishing, I don't want to take too long. In finishing, I wanted to share a verse with you guys.
Comes out. The pulpit, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a big pulpit now. Share a verse with you guys. It's out of the book of Luke, chapter 3. And this is the ministry of John the Baptist. And you know, you're looking at John the Baptist's ministry. What was his number? What was his key thing that he did? What was his ministry all about? That's right. Preparing the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he says right here in Luke 3, verse 16, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I will come, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I think that's what we try to do with the young people, is say, you know what? You guys are the ones, and us are the ones to prepare the way for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's going to come soon. You know what? There's a lot of things happening in this world that shows that it's not too far away. And so we need to go out and do our part in proclaiming that, you know, we have such a good news about what the Bible says. You know, these statistics are saying that the world says that there's 70% in the United States that are Christians. You can't buy that. Not born again Christians. And so that in itself, that statistic of what the world thinks that they're Christians and going to heaven, should urge us to get out there and have that fire and say, you know what, we got to be like John and proclaim and get that preparation ready for the Lord's coming. You don't want to be caught. This morning we just read out of the book of John of having, you know, having a fruitful vine. And what does our vine look like? You know, are we good branches producing fruit? Are we the dead branch, not producing fruit? And either way, when we walk out of this church or in our normal life, we should proclaim the Lord in some way. If it's through our life, as an example, if it's through our mouth, preaching and sharing, there's got to be some fruit in our life. Or, you know, so that's my message. I pray that Acts is something that encourages you guys and, you know, to give out information here in the Bay Area. I pray that that does that and that we together can help the younger generation be on fire for the Lord. So, Pastor.
All right. And each time we invite the missionary to come, we ask questions. It's fair to ask questions so that we know what's going on. My first question is, I have a question, then I take yours. Will you tell us, what is your function there? What are you going to do in the place that God called over there?
Great question. When I was at the Flying H Youth Ranch, I took care of the business administration stuff. And so that's the same thing that I'll be doing there, is taking care of the business administration, the finances. Along with that, I'll be in charge of leading a small group of young men in morning Bible studies. My wife will be in charge of a young ladies' Bible study. And, you know, they're very, very flexible with our family size and stuff. So the young ladies will come over to our house and have their Bible study there. But like I said earlier, we'll be involved with overseas missions, going to Romania, and encouraging the Romanian believers there, and also outreaching to the college students. Yash Romania has a huge college campus there, and one of our goals is to reach that college. And an exciting thing is that God's called a group of young people. We have a team building right now. They're raising their support, and they are going to go. They felt that being called over there for 1 year. And these are students that came through the ACTS program, and they feel God's calling to be over for a year. But I'll be taking care of the business and also sharing some of what the administration stuff.
So your main purpose is to do the administration work, and then they will load you with other.
Yes, they will. They will
for sure. Typical Bible college. All right. How long the student is there? Somebody from here go over there for 5 months exactly?
It's a 5 month program. They have all their studies in the 4 months, and then their 5th month is going over to Romania for a whole month over there. And really getting down deep. There's pictures of them being in the orphanages. It's a sad thing, seeing the Romanian orphans, mm-hmm. but our young people just go in there and just love them and give them the love of Christ.
All right, my last question. You have the passion, and will you share us how much is your budget and how much you are short for your support?
Of our support?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this has been... These last 3 years have been a big faith builder for me and my family. When we originally, the Flying H Youth Ranch had a set amount that we needed to raise. And before we would occupy up there, we needed to get to that amount. Well, we got to that amount just by small percentages. And a couple months we were up there, and by accident, the administration up there was a default. They read something that wasn't supposed to be on a monthly basis, but on an annual basis. So it made our percentage go way down. But you know what? The neat thing is that in those 3 years that we served there, that God provided. We didn't have any meals that we didn't miss. We had clothes on our back, and that's all we could ask for. We lived out in the country, and there's times that maybe we said, okay, let's not go into town today. We'll wait till something comes in. But through it all, it's been a blessing and a faith builder. But our budget is that they would like us to have $2,500 a month. That covers for our housing, covers for international preparation for our family. And right now, we are at, Katie, you're going to have to help me out here. I believe we are about $1,600 right now of support. But there again, God's blessed us with tax returns that we're able to live on. And so we're not complaining. We're just here. We're actually here just to share acts. And right. The Ministry of Acts, and to let everybody know in the Bay Area. So.
All right, now is your question. Andrew is a big guy there.
How long have
we been doing this ministry? We just started. Okay. We just moved all of our stuff into the new house, and when we get home, there's like a half a room of boxes that are waiting for us to unload. So.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Andrew. All right, somebody else have a question?
How much does it cost for students to get in?
Good question. The cost of for the 5 months is $3,500 total, and then the Romanian trip, like I shared before, is that they are able to send out a letter, pray over that, and then in faith, asking the family and churches to support them over there. So $3,500 for the 5 months, and that includes room, boarding, washing machine, the whole bit. So you're pretty much there, and everything's taken care of.
Marilyn?
What amount do they need to raise to go to Romania?
For Romania, it's $1,200 that they need to raise. I believe that's what it is. I think it's $1,200 that they need to raise. And that $1,200, most of it is just the plane ticket over there. The living, most families, family size, they live off of $300 a month. And that's it's a poor country right now. So,
yes. I just want to make note that in comparison to what young people pay for a semester of schooling, that education is pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, that's true. As Rick exactly said, it's leaving and being educated. All right.
Something for you guys to understand, Romania, that the group that's going over there for a whole year, they're only needing to raise $9,000 for the whole year for one person. And that's with two flights back and forth, one for Christmas and one for summertime. So the living, you think of $9,000 for a whole year for them, it's pretty inexpensive. So,
right. Senor Lark.
I said it's a 5-month program. What do you do for the 4 months before the Romanian?
4 months before, their daily schedule is they get up early, they have the solitude and the small groups time, and then they have a teacher that comes in. In the afternoon time, this is a big key that we feel is that, you know, they have so much intake and so much knowledge that they get during that time. You know, if you get all that and don't disperse it somewhere, then it just becomes puffed up head knowledge. Well, we wanted to seep down into their hearts, so they get to go out in the afternoon, they get to go to local ministries, if it's the downtown mission, or if it's to Crisis Pregnancy Center, they get their hands involved with the local ministries there in Yakima. So that's what their daily schedule looks like.
Break out.
Romania is the only country that you
were
like a foreigner.
Right now, that's the country that we are going to, but we're expanding possibly next year to going to India, and then there's other possibilities of Brazil. So there's two in the workings right now. But right now, Romania, they like to have the winter trip of Romania be somewhere else because it's too cold.
Yes.
Any prayer requests?
Prayer request for us. Idea.
Thank you.
I would like, if you guys would pray for us, for our number four baby coming. He's due, Ty is due in July. And pray that everything goes well for our safety back up to Washington as we get prepared to really get involved with the ministry there. And I think one other thing, you know, this is something that we're waiting and just praying for, is with the baby four coming, we are praying for another vehicle, something that we're just, you know what, when God sees it, we'll just wait and see what happens and see what His plans are in timing. So, beautiful.
So is there someone in a set curriculum? You said that there are special teachers that come in and so forth. Is it a set sort of curriculum, or is it a lot of biblical study, how is that directed?
Well, Jeff Sutton has set up the topics of each week of what would like to be shared, and those pastors come in and give a week-long session of that topic. I don't have the topics in front of me of what they learn, but they do learn one would be international missions. Another would just be the biblical foundations for them. I think that's one of the key things that they young people do not get is the biblical foundations and the principles of what the Bible says.
All right.
Mason?
What
would
be the age of your students? And also, is there an application process? Is there a certain time that they come in?
Good question. The age of the students are age usually 18. The oldest that we've had, I think, was 26. So they are right out of high school, and then some are in grad school or even just in regular college. But the second part of your question was?
It's an application and time to go.
Yes. There is an application process. We have all students fill out an application so we can, and it's an in-depth application to see where their hearts are, see what their motivations are. When young people sign up, we can have a feel how dedicated and what they, you know, So we do have an application process. It's online. It's on the website. And it's also, we can do it another way too.
Yeah. And my other question was, do they come in all at a certain time? Like
yes.
January?
Yes, they do. There's two sessions a year. First one starts in January and goes to end of May. And then the next one starts July, which this will be the next one, July to end of, or the beginning of December. So it's kind of just like in semester colleges.
Yes.
I kind of had a question in line with Joby's. You mentioned pastors or the teachers. Mm-hmm. Do they come from churches around the local area, or how do they pick their teachers?
They actually come from, we have a pastor that comes, that's on the board of directors of Great Commandments, that comes from Michigan. We do have some youth pastors that come from northern Washington. These are all on the board of directors of Great Commandments right now, but there are some that are outside of that. So.
Do they have to do it all day? Is it all day?
We try to keep them busy. And usually the young people like to be busy like that. They really want, they've invested themselves in putting this money in. They really want to get most out of it. So, yes, they do stay busy. But on the weekends, they do have free time to enjoy the outdoors.
Okay. The pastors like go and teach are from different denominations, different doctrines, how are they?
There is a non-denominational, and they come in and they specifically teach on a certain topic. Not the doctrine that they give is sound doctrine straight out of the Bible. And what we try to have them share is not their own views, but what the Bible says on what the doctrines and what the Bible says. So they get a biblical foundation, not a doctrinal
differences. From a denomination.
Right. So it's a non-denominational. We've had some, we've had some Calvary Chapel pastors come in. We've had some Baptist pastors come in. And so it's just, but they don't give their point of, their own views on things.
Marion?
Is there any written work required of students or any kind of follow-up to what they're learning besides the application of taking it out into the community?
Yes, they do have booklets. They have a binder that they go through during the time. The homework. Their homework is in depth. They are accountable, especially the young people are accountable to that, each other, that get that stuff finished.
So. To answer some of his questions, I think I've had an opportunity to sit in on some of the sessions, and that's been a really neat opportunity for me, and I learned a lot sitting there. But just for these young people who come from all different types of churches, to really study the life of Christ and to know what it looks like to be surrendered to the Lord and everything. And we don't, as far as convictions and that kind of thing goes, I think it's really interesting. There's biblical things in our handbook that we put as far as standards that we have for there, but we don't go into logistically speaking, like into in-depth things about what we expect of them. Jeff and Val really believe in allowing the guiding of the Holy Spirit to be the one that convicts the young people. So a lot of them, when they come in, they have background issues or bitterness issues, or maybe some of them are dressed in modestly or whatever, because they haven't spent time in the Word to know what the Word says. They haven't been convicted. They haven't listened to the Holy Spirit to even know what that looks like. And some things that we've seen happen during these times when the teachers have come in are really neat men of God, really sound men of the Lord, teaching from the Bible. Conviction is starting to happen. Them being in the Word and studying for themselves what the Bible says, not just what someone's telling them, but taking their Bible and going out and saying, what does the Bible say to me? We've seen fruit from the young people start dressing more modestly, throwing away music that they shouldn't be listening to, throwing away reading material that they've been convicted about, making a commitment that they're going to be involved in these kind of activities versus, you know, the activities they have been involved in, using their time wisely. So a lot of it relieves the conviction of the Holy Spirit that God is working, and there's lots of fruit that's happened by these speakers coming.
Just real quick, I think an amazing thing that's happened up in Yakima is that we come from a small metropolitan area, and especially where we live, it's very small, so we're on the outskirts of Yakima. But these young people have started a Bible study on Friday nights. On Friday nights, young people usually are aware. Not Bible studies. But these guys formed it on that specific day because they wanted to be in the house and have worship time and have teaching. And they're being dedicated to know and to love the Lord more and more, as much as they can. So, all right.
How many students do you have?
We can house the dormitory that we have, because, you know, the Joshua program, I think, has like up to 200 at a time, or, you know, even ours is very small. We can house 8 young men and 8 young ladies. So it's a very small number, so they can have that genuine, you know, we find ourselves having counseling time one-on-one. Jeff has told me countless of times where it's just awesome to have that small atmosphere. If God builds it more and more, then yes, that would be great. But right now, it's a very small community right now.
So. Yes.
Is 18 the youngest that they can go there?
I think some students graduate at 17 too. So 17 can be the age. Well, you know what? I don't know that. I know there's homeschoolers that would maybe be interested in it. I don't know how that would go. But usually out of high school, because they still have school to go through during the dates that we have sessions.
We'll have to be a graduate of high school.
Right.
Okay. All right. And we appreciate your coming here. And just a little counsel. It used to be years ago. I came in the 60s to America. So we have a tool, the FAIL. It was always made in Japan. And then later on, we say, oh, it's made in Korea. Yeah. Now we say it's made in America. So throw away that computer in America. All right. But thank you very much. Thank I know you. Joby spoke very highly of you, and we appreciate it. Let's give a hand. All right. Now, it's very rewarding to me to know we are in America. Here I'm from Argentina, from Italian family and so on. Here's a man who told me he's born in Korea. I don't like the Korea. They're learning football, soccer too well, all right? Almost I got championship in 2002. You know, amazing, and our church has Chinese and Japanese and so on. How beautiful is the kingdom of God, you know? It's just beautiful. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that our missionary has presented the burden for his heart to reach young people at the age of the turnaround, so that they avoid to waste time in their life and find direction from the Lord with their life, with their vocation, with things they need to do. Thank you, Father, that you raised this family to be part of that ministry. Thank you that what are you going to do, and how wonderful you're going to support them. Give us the wisdom to our church later on to reason and to see that if this is in your will for us. Thank you, Father, now for the nice refreshment that has been prepared. Thank you for the guests tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. And the ladies will tell us when we go to the refreshment.